Yochid. On Yom Tif, you're allowed to bring a korban yochid on Yom Tif. Ein Ritzicha Deichoisa, still we can't kill somebody on Yom Tif. If it's all korban yochid, should Deiches Yom Tif, there is Deiches Yom Tif, Ein Adin, Shleite Ritzicha Deichoisa. That Ritzicha should not be Deiches Yom Tif. So I have a sword to say that you should not be, that Ritzicha cannot even stop a korban yochid. So Nichalaman Diyom Ein Adorma Dos Grave Yom Tif, you hold no. That a korban yochid he can't bring on Yom Tov, very good. There's no such svara. That's what Machlokes if Nedarim and Nedavos are brought on Yom Tov or not. See if Yoda can't be brought, very good. El Laman Diyom and Nedarim and Nedavos crave him Yom Tov, they could be brought on Yom Tov. Michael and Ema. So say the svara now that a korban could be brought on Yom Tov and Mesicha cannot be brought. So you see, a korban yochid is more important than Mesicha. So Mesicha should not even stop a korban or kai from bringing a korban yochid. El Laman Rabbos are like this. Why, me boy? Not only the man the Yom that was craving the Yom Tov that you could bring korban yochid on Yom Tov. So, why miskayim me mizbechi klal that you can't say this because if you're going to say that we do not take the korban to be killed, what do you do with the pasuk? The pasuk says me mizbechi. So there has to be some time that we do stop him. So, how do we stop him from doing the korban yochid at least? Now, if the man the Yom Tov that was ain't craving the Yom Tov, he'll say me mizbechi. I mean mizbechi am yochidli. Man nino tomit. Yom Rachmona, me mizbechi tichen olamus. So Drosha is not like that. Mashmi, even a korban tzibur, even from a tumid, which is a korban tzibur, still the pasuk says clearly. Me mizbechi means even from the special mizbech of the korban tumid, still the pasuk says you could take him lamisa. So even though you have a kavachayim to say you should not be able to stop him from being in the korban tzibur, not to kill him, but korban is a special mizbech to kosev. Me mizbechi, even though it's a special mizbech for me of bringing a korban hatumid, which is a korban tzibur, still the pasuk says, if the azachi of misa, you have a right to stop the korban and take him to be killed, and a different korban will bring the korban. But that's the maskon, that's the pasuk that we do or take him away from the avodah because of ritzicha. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that flam and vav and aleph by the two dots. Here, the Mishnah says, dinei momnis and hatumais fiat tairis. We have a shalom dina mamnas a tumah b'tayro. So the Mishnah says there we start to ask min hagodol. We ask the biggest dying the question first, and then you come down to the smallest one. Whereas by dina nefoshes the Mishnah said the opposite. Maaschilu min hatzad. You start off from the smallest and then you go up to the biggest. We'll soon see why. But by dina mamnas we start off asking the biggest one first. Pasha goes by dina mamnas. Go straight to the point. Ask the shalom and maybe he'll be able to answer you. Or by Tumah B'Tayrus. So Moses says, Omar Rav, Rav said like this, Ano Havoyi B'Minyona Devei Rebbe. I was part of the Bez Din by the Rebbe. I was part of them. Ominoi did they have a masculine Bereisho. And they used to start to ask from me the questions first. And Lechura at that time, he wasn't the greatest person there. So that's a question. How come they started to ask from him first? I should have a masculine Bereisho. B'Minyona Devei Sekrikim. They used to ask him the Shaila first. The question is, I've wanan matchilim min hagodol tnan, and now Mishnah says the shaila of dini momnis, like there the shaila was momin, he's supposed to start from the greatest one first. So Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Amar Rabba, b'rei de Rava, v'tema some say, Rabbi Hillel, b'rei de Rabbi Valas, that shani min yonah de Rabbi. By the base of Medrash's Rabbi, it was much different. Why? To kula min yonah min atzad hevi maskli. There all the times, they always used to ask from the smallest one first. And Rashi says, Mipnei anova yisera shaisaba. He used to be an extra special, humble bezdin. So there that nobody wanted to show off, like to say, I'm the greatest, and nobody accepted to be asked from the greatest first. So they always started min hatzad. That's why this place of Medrash here, in this bezdin, they started with Rebbe first. Or Rav said, they started from Rav first. The Yomar Rabba, Brei the Rava, Vitema, some say, Rabbi Hillel, Bered Rabbi Valas, that you should know Miyamois Moshe, from the times of Moshe, since Moshe Rabbeinu was Mace, the Yad Rebbe, and until Rebbe's time, Leimatsino Toiro Gedula B'Makim Echad. We do not find anybody else that was the greatest person in learning, and also he was Gedula, he was a great person of Mumnis. He was wealthy, he had everything he wanted. So from Moshe to Rebbe, there's nobody in between. Rashi b'makom echad means Tayrosan Gdulosan Shah Yisrael B'yodim Echad, that they should be the leader of Klai Yisrael and have the greatest amount of Torah Shein kemoisa b'chol Yisrael b'atero v'gdula. V'goy Moshe, she'egol l'akol Yisrael b'malchus u'v'atero. V'chein Rebbe v'nesiyos v'atero. Rebbe was the leader, he was the Nossi, and Nossi was the biggest Talmud Chacham at his time. So that's the question, is it true? For the heavy Yeshua, either was Yeshua, the Chur was a god of Batera, he was Derla Meterosa Shomesha, and also he was a leader. Samara says, no, heavy Eliezer, he was Eliezer there also, Rashi says, Chavera Batera. But heavy Vamakam Echad, he wasn't the only one Yeshua. He had Eliezer, he was also a big Talmud Chacham like Yeshua. But the more of a heavy Pinchas, the time of Pinchas, Rashi says, Mishemesa Yeshua Veloza. After Yeshua and Eliezer died, Pinchas took over, and he was the greatest in Torah, and he was a leader. Tamar says, no, heavy Zakenim. We had the Zakenim, Rashi says, Kogoinos, Neil, the Atzon, the Boyas. There was a Zakenim at his times also that had greatness in Torah. So Kitsa, Pinchas was not a Yochid like the Doroi in Torah and in Gedula. So the Gemara of a heavy Shol, we had Shol, he was a Melech, and he was a big Talmud Chacham. Tamar says, no, heavy Shmuel Anovi was in his times. But Shmuel died first. So the Chur, after Shmuel died, then Shol was the Yochid, he was the leader of Gedula and Torah. Tamar says, what we meant to say here was, what Rabbi meant to say was, Kulei Shneir Kamrinin, the whole lifetime. That Moshe Rabbeinu, in his lifetime, he was the leader and the Gadol the whole lifetime, and the same thing by Rebbe. In between, we do not find somebody that his whole lifetime was this way. Tamar says, why? For Heve David, we have David HaMelech. He was a Gadol Batera, and he was a Melech. Gemara says, no, Heve Ira HaIra. He was at his times. Rashi says, Gemara Maikon says, Aminon, Tevi Mastulul Rabbonin Agabi Kerem, or Ksosis V'David Haya Manig Olav L'Roshia. The kids, he was also a great person. The kids, Iri HaIra, he was also great at David's times, so it wasn't David by himself. No. Bismana just means, yeah, but Shol was then also though. It wasn't the Yechidus though. Shol was there also then. For Nach Nashifat Gemar Ai, Iriya Hayiri died. Samara says, Kula Shnia Kamin again. I mean the whole lifetime. That the whole lifetime of David we did not have, that he was a Godol, both in Gedula and Torah. But the more of a heavy Shleima, we have Shleima Melech. Samara says, no, heavy Shimi Ben Gera. Rashi Godol Hoya, who is also a great person in Torah. The Ashachon Shiora Dikras David Ayardim Delefish. Yeah. Freddy Maraiva Kotle, he was killed out. So it says again, Kulei Shnei Kamrinan, a whole lifetime we do not have that he had the Gedula and the Torah together. Freddy Maraiva Hevish Hiskiyo, I Hiskiyo Amelech, he was a god of a Torah, and he was a Melech. So it says, no, Hevish Shavnoi, he was Shavnoi. Rashi says, Shoye Shiviyosa Gedula Misho Hiskiyo. He's like Beis Med, his yeshiva was even greater than Chizkiyo. So Shavnoi was equal to Chizkiyo in learning. For the Mardova again, Vo'iktol, he was killed. So after he was killed, then Chizkiyo was the Yochid. So Mar says again, Kula Shnia Kamrinan. I say we don't have anybody that his whole lifetime he was the greatest in Torah and in Gedula, like from Moshe until Rebbe. For the Mardova, Heavy Ezra, there was Ezra. Tamar says, no, Heaven Nechemya ben Chaklia. He also was a Godo Batera. Omar Rav Ada Barava. Afani Yom, I could also say that Miyamais Rebbe, from Rebbe's time, Ad Ravashi, until Ravashi, Le Matzino Torah Gdula V'Makam Echad. Like true. From Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, there was nobody that had Gdula and Torah at the same time. But after Rebbe, the next one to have like that was Ravashi. But the Ravashi, by says, was an usher. He was rich, he had everything. And he was also the biggest Talmud Chacham of his times. For the Morah, for the heavy Huna Bar Nosim, Huna Bar Nosim was alive at Ravashi's times. And of course, he was also a big Talmud Chacham. The Morah says, no, Huna Bar Nosim, Mechef Hevi Kayef Lel Ravashi. He was bowed down, he like was under Ravashi. Ravashi was still greater than him. Therefore, Ravashi's times also, he was a Yochid Bigdula Uvatar. Then the Mishnah says, by din of nefoshois, maschilu min atzad. But by a shayla of nefoshois, of killing somebody, then we have to start to ask the smallest dying first, what does he hold? And then we go to the greatest one. By mom, this is the opposite way, but by nefoshois, we start by the cotton. So the question is why? Minohan emili, how do we know this? That by a dozen of misi, you have to start from the smallest. Omar Rav Acha bar Popa. Omar Akra, the posuk says, Loisana al Riv.
That means loisana al rav. Do not argue against the rav, somebody greater. So the Kitzur Rashi says loisana al rav means siv below yud. Mashmud means letechalak al mufla shel bezdin. You cannot argue on the greatest of the bezdin. Hilgach, therefore, we do not start from him, because if he would say right away that the person is chayiv misa, nobody could argue on him. And we always want to try and save the person from misa. Therefore, we start from the kotim min atzad, in order that even though he would say he seems to be chayiv misa, other people could argue on him. But if he would start from the gadol and he would say that the nidin is chayiv misa, nobody could argue on him. That's the pasuk of loisana ariv v'dashin. It says without the yud, loisana arav. Can't argue on the amufla shemabezim. Rabba bar bachon amr ab yechon mihoch from this pasuk. It says va'yoy me David la'noshev. David says to his people, and so I said, the bezim there. Chigru ish escharbo. Everybody put on girdle their sword. Vayachkru ish escharbo. They put on their swords. And then it says vayachkol gam David escharbo. The David went last. So Rashi says yachkanu b'achroim b'acharboi means b'achroin nimnu olov ledoinoi mishomer b'malchus. He was the last one to give the psak to say yes, Uri is chayiv misa because he's the Merib Malchus. He said yes to the other one, gave the psak. No? Who? Yeah. After he gave the psak, after they gave the psak, then Dover gave the psak. Omar Rav, Rav said, Shaina Odom letalmidoi vedan imoi bedina nefoshes. That if you have somebody's in the Bezdin, and he has a Talmud there, like he could talk it over with his Talmud, and both of them together could give a psak in din of nefashis. Rashi says, "Shoyna adam tamidu" means "Omar loy ponim meschus." You could show your talmid why you think the guy should be potter or why he should be chayiv in the middle of the din, and therefore he could also give his psak, and we could pass it according to the talmud also. So you could use the talmud and the rabbi together. So the more mace we have a kasha, it says that the hayros v'atenei sa'avu benoi horava tamidu moinu lehem shnayim. True, if you have a din Torah by Tyrus and Timaeus, whether it's Torah or not, then you could have a father and a son, you could have a Rav and a Talmud, and they're included like two. Rashi says, even though really these psokim is only biyochid, one person could pass in the shayla of dinei Tyrus, but let's say they had a machlokes and you want to have the majority, so a father and a son is considered like two. Mashenkein, dinei momnis, v'dinei nefoshos, here you need a bezdin, and v'dinei makis, or else kiddush hachodesh, when you want to make a bezin to make a kaddish hachodesh, or else v'ir b'shono, when you want to make a leap year, avu b'noi, if you have a father and a son there in the din Torah, harav tamido rebbe and his talmid, and moinu lehem elo echot, they're only considered like one. We had before kroivim apsulim to be a dayim, they're only considered like one, they can't be considered like two. So it's a stira. How come we say that what did Rav say that shayin adum tamidoi v'danim v'din nefashos? That could even pass v'din nefashos, the chur is only like one, not like two. Tomorrow says, ki kama Rav, when did Rav